Joining us in the studio is local realtor and skier extraordinaire, Tim Kennedy. Welcome, Tim.
Oh, good morning.
Well, we got word about this thing called a World Lopet. Let's start with that. This is cross-country skiing all over the world. So where did you have to go and when did you do this?
Well, the World Lopet races are conducted mostly in Europe, but there's the American Birkebeiner here in the U.S., a race in Canada, a race in Japan, a race in Australia. And I started kind of on the quest about 6 years ago and finished my World Lopet Masters last year in Norway.
How many do you have to do to get that Masters?
You have to do 10 of the World Lopet races, and they specify that one of them has to be overseas. Well, I guess if you're from the U.S., most of them are going to be overseas.
What's it like? I mean, like where? Give me a couple examples in Europe.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously the hotbed Scandinavian countries, but also all through Central Europe, anywhere there really is snow where they put on a big race. And the races they're set up so that each country has one race that they designate as their World Lopet race. Austria, Italy, Germany, Switzerland, France.
Sounds pretty alpine to me.
Well, There are mountains certainly in the areas where these races are held, but surprisingly, the races can be pretty flat. A race a couple of years ago, I went over in Switzerland, is all run in a valley. Starts on a couple lakes and is.
Well, how long are they? How many k?
Well, the shortest one is the Swiss race at 42 kilometers, and the longest race is the Vasaloppet in Sweden, which is 90 kilometers. I haven't done that race, but maybe some year still.
What's it like? I mean, first of all, well, let's start. How many people participate in these races generally?
Well, that can range, you know, anywhere from a couple thousand, you know, 2,000 or so, to upwards of 15,000-16,000 for the Norwegian and Swedish races, where, you know, everybody turns out and it turns into, these are great festivals is what they are. And
how do you have 15,000 people racing at the same time?
You all share a track, and it's a challenge. Switzerland, for example, when they start on these lakes, the first 10 or 15 kilometers, you're skiing tip to tail with thousands of other skiers, and it's sometimes a challenge to stay upright, just to keep from getting somebody put a pole between your legs and spin you around. But it's all for fun too, and they're really good skiers and World Cup caliber skiers that ski to win these races, and then there's those of us that go to just enjoy it and have fun, experience great skiing around the world.
I always meant to ask somebody that did this, is the snow over there the same as the snow is here?
It's still all white and it's still all cold.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the Birkebeiner as one of the races, and I know that you've skied quite a number of them, and you're one of the about three people who have done 30 or more. So have you done 30 American Birkebeiner?
I did. Last year was my 30th American Birkebeiner, and there are a couple other Cook County skiers that have...
Yeah, Dave Eckel and Jan Horak, right?
Right. Yeah, Jan has done 33 and David has done 32. They started the same year and have all kept on going. And, you know, I guess I got on the bandwagon a little bit later.
Well, over 30 years of skiing the same race, what are your impressions of how it's changed or stayed the same?
Well, you know, it's changed a lot, but yet it's still the same race. There's, you know, a lot of camaraderie and fun as part of doing the Birkebeiner, but from the early days when, you know, maybe the grooming wasn't quite as good, and the equipment has changed considerably since when I first started skiing the race. Now it's really high performance equipment, and speed is much easier to achieve.
We were talking before we went on the air about your particular style of skiing, which I find interesting because it's tougher for you to ski in heavier snow. You kind of like the fast stuff.
Well, maybe it's because I've never trained quite as hard as I should. You know, there's guys that train harder and in the tougher conditions can probably do better than I do. I could stay upright on even icy snow, and you know, my fastest times in the Berkey have been on those icy conditions. You know, they're the slow snow and fresh snow years when it gets really soft makes it a lot more work. Yeah, that's more of a challenge for me.
Before I let you go, talk to me about, what is it, the death run?
Yeah, the Berkey year of the death march. It was, I don't remember what year it was, but it had snowed about 3 to 4 inches the night before the race, and then it got really warm, up over 40 degrees during the race, and then the snow just turned to mush and got really soft, and you knew right from the start that this was going to be a long, hard day. And you know, every time you stepped out of the main line of skiers, you'd get into this soft snow, and your skis would just get sucked up, and you couldn't move. And you realize really quick that you better get back in line, because it was the only path that you could ski in that your skis would keep going forward. And if you stepped out of line, you usually went backwards about 20 or 30 spots until you could find a spot back in the line. And yeah, that was pretty memorable, long, hard day.
Before I let you go, one more question, technical question. Wax or no wax?
Oh, you have to wax. You have to wax, to get speed out of your skis. And the waxing these days is very, very advanced in terms of the compounds that they use. And you can spend a lot of money on wax, and they make your skis go faster. It's just all a matter of getting, the skis to move and reduce the friction and,
Also, the engineering on the skis themselves has changed tremendously over the last 30 years.
Yeah. The technology is like anything advanced, and, you have to keep up with it, the advancement in the quality of skis, the types of bases, the waxes that you use, all make for faster skiing.
We've been speaking with Tim Kennedy. He has completed his master's on the World Lopette, and he's also done 30 Birkebeiners. And we hope you can get a little more snow so you can go out and do a little more work this year.
Well, the skiing has actually been pretty good. We're fortunate that we have snow here. Most of the state doesn't. And if you get up the Central Trail, Gunflint, Bearskin, Golden Eagle, the skiing has been excellent up in those trail systems for good part of the winter. Even Pincushion has been very, very good skiing. It's not quite the snow depth, but got to seek out the good snow and enjoy it.
Good. Tim Kennedy, see you on the trails.
Thanks, Jen.